I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Tuesday, Drive Time with DeRusha on the air. Lots of good texts coming in about your favorite dive bars. So keep those coming throughout the show. It is National Dive Bar Day. You're welcome to send us a voice message telling us about your favorite dive bar on the Odyssey app. Click the talkback microphone right next to where you listen live. Texture saying Ted's on Larpenter in St. Paul. No kitchen, cash only, dark. If kids are with you, you're strictly limited to one drink. Outside food is allowed. There's TVs. There's a pool table. That's pretty good.
Can I put in a dark horse?
You can.
Frenchman's.
Frenchman's. Very good.
Yeah. In Richfield, where I live.
That's a dive bar.
Yeah. That's the diviest. I'm pretty sure they have carpet in there, and they definitely have pull tabs.
If you have carpet in your bar, you're either in Greater Minnesota or you are a very old Twin Cities. That just seems foolish to me, right? That is the voice of Adrian Lee. It is Ask Adri, our monthly advice segment, and you get the chance to text in and ask Adrian anything you want. 651-461-9226 is our number. People can read your writing at
Substack, at Ask Adri at Substack.
A-D-R-I. So correct. Check that out. All right. Let's start with a question that I think is fascinating. Because, you know, as a married, old married guy, I'm very curious about, like, how the kids today ask people out.
Yeah. I would say you're morbidly curious.
You think I'm too curious?
No, not too curious. It is a wild time to be alive.
I don't know any of this stuff, right? And it's, you know, I have friends who get divorced, and then I learn all sorts of things, and it's crazy out there.
Sorry to interrupt, but we do have just a little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
As home of the Twins, we should get this on. Twins just announced that they're going to put Byron Buxton on the 10-day injured list with his hip issue that flared up on him again. Alan Roden being called up from AAA St. Paul to replace him, presumably playing tonight.
So. He was in business for a couple games in New York, but then he had a stolen base.
Stolen base and tweaked the hip on the steal. And
so there you go.
Not a huge surprise, but just coming out now. So I want to make sure people are up to speed on that. Sorry.
Nothing to apologize
for. I mean, I know Adri's a huge baseball fan.
Huge baseball fan. Huge sports fan.
Where are you on Alan Roden?
Google. I'm on Google.
Alan Roden, you've been a big Alan Roden supporter since the early days.
Possibly, yeah. What is he? Is there like a position?
Yep. He is an outfielder.
Okay. Baseball. Twins.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Because why not?
He's close to one of us. Grew up in Middleton, Wisconsin, which is
close enough.
Close enough, right? Do we take a... Where is Middleton? Isn't that near Madison, I think?
It's in Wisconsin.
It's right near Madison. Yeah. So when you drive on 94 into Madison, it's like it's by the Lake Mendota.
All right. I think Milwaukee is like the superior Wisconsin city.
Ooh, best city in Wisconsin. 651. All right, so... Here is our question, because the gym is a very common place where young people would be gathering in real life. Is it appropriate to ask someone out at the gym?
Well, I love that I'm being included in this nebulous young people. I'm going to pretend I am.
You're not that young.
I'm not at all. Thank you.
But you're at the gym.
So here's the thing. I have to be really honest before I answer the question. I hate the gym so much that I have a piece of cardio equipment. I have a rower at my house because I don't want to go to the gym.
You don't want to.
And I have free weights. And so I say all that to say, if I am at the gym, it is so thoroughly against my will that I am not in a state to meet anyone. And I think my face and my aura would share that. So it is not a place to meet me. One, because I'm not trying to be there. And two, if I'm there, I'm angry.
I feel like this is the correct attitude about the gym general.
Thank you. Like, just don't go.
I personally do not believe anyone who claims to like really enjoy working out.
No.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
You know what's enjoyable? Eating.
It feels good to be done working out.
Yep.
Because you got the endorphins running through your body.
Yep.
You did the hard thing.
Would you date a gym guy?
No.
Why not?
Because, okay, what do you mean by a gym guy? Because that's like a really particular kind of guy to me. And it is somebody who is like probably talking about their workout in their dating bio or on the first date.
For sure.
Somebody who's going to be pressuring me to go. I'm not going. I'm not going. We're not meant to be. So no.
Gym guys are out.
Gym guys
are out. I don't think I need to be any more clear as to what a gym guy is. I feel like you sussed that out real quick. So this is a common conundrum, though. For you, you would not want to be asked out of gym, at a gym, or by a guy named Jim, probably. You also would prefer not that.
Probably not.
If you are, Andrew on YouTube is saying, are we talking about Jim guy, G-Y-M guy, or Jim guy, J-I-M-G-U-Y?
His name is probably Jim.
There was a TV weather guy in this town by the name of Jim Guy.
Oh, all right. Well, he's never asked me out. So, for the record.
It's so confusing. So, this is a common question. I've seen it all over Reddit. I've seen it on TikTok videos where the gym feels like a fraught environment to ask someone out because people have such strong opinions on whether it's appropriate or not.
Yes, I think that people keep asking because when you go to the gym, everyone is in spandex. Mm. And so suddenly men feel really motivated, I guess, to ask people out there. I don't think that's a good enough reason to approach someone in an otherwise unpleasant setting. I think if you're okay knowing the odds are stacked against you, if you like a challenge, feel free. But also be prepared for people to be annoyed with you. The gym isn't quite work, but it's like, this is where I go to work out. This is where I have.
But isn't this the most, like, to me, the gym feels like the most, like, if you're both at the gym, you have a shared interest. It's the most target rich environment in a way outside of college, like for grownups.
But I disagree because some of us, like you and me, we're there so we don't die prematurely.
Yeah.
We're there so things
we're going to look like I'm going to look like I'm near death. Like, probably no one's asking me out in that scenario, you know?
Well, I'm going to look angry, so no one's asking me. Here's my thing. I think the gym is a bad idea. Why aren't people asking where they should ask people out? Why are we not focusing on that? Like, because the gym has been beaten to death. Don't ask people out of the gym. If you've had success, good for you.
Jonathan says, I just ask, do you need a spot? And if they say yes, then... So you can have, like, a non-threatening sort of... Maybe you don't go right off the bat with like.
Do you know like the when I'm thinking of a spot, like the positioning of that? That's like a really aggressive way to first interact with somebody.
Is it?
Kind of.
What if you need a spot though?
I don't.
I do. I certainly
well,
need a spot.
Well, if you see DeRusha in the gym, he's letting you know.
Yeah, open for business.
Yes.
Right. Alyssa would be a little upset about that, I think.
I don't know.
So where should you ask people out? That's a very good framing. Because today I feel like no matter what you do, someone is ready to blow you up on social media for being disgusting. And this scummy guy asked me out at the gym. When my theory is, if the guy is hot, no one ever complains. But if the guy is ugly, then it's what an absolute turd for asking me out at the gym.
I kind of hear that. Sometimes the guy is like your dad's age and that.
Yeah, not.
No, please.
No.
So agreed. I think it's okay to ask people to use some context clues and some couth.
So where are the good spots, you think?
I think literally anywhere. The grocery store, the library, maybe not like the doctor's office because that could get weird. But like, I don't think people are really asking where. I think people are asking, where is there the least risk that I'm going to get rejected?
Oh,
and that place doesn't exist. Like, stay in your house, I guess. Or stay on the apps, which also suck. But, like, you have to build up the capacity for rejection. And, yes, you want people to be nice about it. But I think, generally speaking, I talk to my girlfriends who are dating, who are single, that people want to be approached. They want to be approached respectfully, and they want to feel safe to say no. So all that has to be in place. Otherwise, most places.
Texter saying, asking someone out at the gym is fine as long as you are willing to accept a firm no.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense. Are people not good at accepting a no?
I think a certain demographic of people sometimes has a hard time with it. Here's the thing with the gym. When I say a coffee shop, grocery store, the nice thing about those places is you're not necessarily going to repeatedly run into the person that you're asking out and that may be rejecting you. The gym, you're probably going to keep seeing each other.
Mm.
Maybe not every time, but like that's the other downside to that setting. I think you should like get comfortable asking people out in more random spots.
Well, to that vein, at 651-461-9226, texter asking, would you date the lawn man?
The lawn man? Who is the lawn man? There's so many types of people we're discussing.
I know, we had gym guy.
Gym guy.
Now we got lawn guy.
Yeah.
Well, like if you have a, like maybe you're in an apartment building and you've got like Braxton, the lawnmower guy, you know, Braxton comes and...
I own a home, so I am Braxton, the lawnmower guy.
Mm. You could hire.
And I think I'm a catch. I would date myself. But I don't have a Braxton.
I think, like, is that fair game to like, if you're a landscaper? I feel like I saw this movie once where, like, the landscaper knocks on the door.
On the Hallmark channel?
Yeah, Lawnmower Man, the horror film.
And instead of accepting the normal form of payment, lawn man, it's a different.
Oh,
yeah.
Then you had to go there.
All right.
Just saying.
I think Lawnmower Man was less, was more air friendly.
Was it? I don't know. Jason, I ask a girl if she is preparing for a competition or a show. It is an opening question and a compliment in one, says Matthew from Plymouth. That's his gym move.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
I like that. It's conversational, gives you the opportunity to see if there's like any like natural like banter spark. Fine. You still have to like be ready to read some cues and accept a no, even if that seems like it's going well. Cause some people just don't want to date people in the gym. Like it's just like a hard no categorically.
Do you think all political candidates should maybe do a background check through you before they run for office?
I don't know about a background check. I don't offer that service, but they could certainly write to me and ask if perhaps some of their past behavior
is problematic.
Would make them less than an ideal candidate.
Yeah, just saying. Let's break. Lots of text today. I love it. You have questions for Adri, any relationship advice, 651-461-9226. We have a couple topics as well, including destination weddings. Destination weddings, do you have to go? Obviously, you don't have to go, but where are we on destination weddings? We'll talk about that when we come back. Ask Adri. You can follow her on Substack at Ask Adri. Drive time back in a minute.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're doing advice with our friend Ask Adri. Ask Adri anything. You can follow her on Substack where she gets into it with all sorts of good questions. A lot of people have opinions on Lawn Man as to what Lawn Man might be watching our live stream right now and just seeing how fetching you are and shooting his shot.
Well, thank you, Lawn Man.
You never know.
I do have a lawn.
Texter with a question. Are you ready for this question? You haven't This is the first you're hearing of it.
All right, let me hear it.
Would you date someone who moved here from 1,000 miles away with the intention of marrying you?
Is this a question for me or for you?
It's the next part that's the key.
Would you date someone who moved here from 1,000 miles away with the intention of marrying you, even though they have never met you, based on a true story, this texter? Whoa. So you see these stories every once in a while on TikTok, right? Like somebody who's going to move across the country because they feel like they found their person. And does it work? Is it a good idea? I don't know. What factors would you weigh in this? Because I do think there's a romantic side of that.
Yeah, there's a there's a piece of it that's really romantic. And obviously there's precedent that still exists for like more arranged situations. But it doesn't sound like this is
it sounds
that.
Like,
it sounds like a love match.
Yep.
I just wonder how much you're uprooting your life, how hard it would be to kind of reel it back in, because there is a lot about liking each other and chemistry that you don't find out until you're in person and until you're spending significant time together. Like, not to be weird, but like, what if you get here and you don't like how they smell?
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a valid reason to not date someone.
Yeah.
You're not going to change the way you smell.
And it's not even necessarily that they smell bad. Like, right. They just smell bad to you.
We sort of fooled ourselves with electronic communication to thinking that you're getting to know somebody just the same as if you were dating them in person or whatever, if we're FaceTiming or if we're texting or if we're video chatting in some other format, that now that can replace the standard thing. And we've missed, like you talked about, that there is something to physical human presence that you cannot replicate through a screen.
I agree. And also, like,
the pressure,
people are curating.
Right? If you know that your first date is with someone who moved here for you,
oh my gosh,
isn't it hard to, like, really put your interest on an even level as the other person? The pressure dynamic is tough there.
Yeah, I would feel guilty if somebody did that for me.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work out. Like, so much so that I would tell somebody not to do that.
I'm like just weighing this and thinking this through. There is some advantage. I wonder if today's generation of daters, if people are too quick to decide if it's an up or a down. Whereas, and some of this is like me applying my own story to everyone else's. But like when I first started dating my wife, I don't know, we had a good time and then we had another date. It wasn't a like, is this going to be my person? Like that wasn't part of the dynamic that early. And I feel like today, because you can sort of check boxes as to what you want, you think you're placing your DoorDash order for your life partner, that people are too quick to be like, oh no, this isn't what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I agree with that. I think also, I mean, how old were you when you met your wife again?
We were 19.
Right.
And children.
And so
we have more time, I guess.
I think a lot of people who are in the dating world who talk about it a lot are older and have spent years being kind of frustrated. And now they're like, no, I'm on a mission. I don't want anything that doesn't exactly match what I think I want and need. But I agree with you, Dan. Like, I think that people, because of dating app profiles and whatever, think that they know exactly what they want and what exactly is going to work for them, and also think that they are really accurately portraying themselves as well. And neither of those things is true.
One more question. We don't have a ton of time, but I wanted to get to this. Adri, my sister is getting remarried. We found out over the holidays they're thinking of tying the knot in Cancun. Now, just before the holidays, we all booked a spring break together with my sister, her kids, her new fiance. We paid way more than we wanted to for this year's spring break trip to Mexico. And now they want to get married in Cancun. It's going to cost more than $1,200 for us. Do we say anything before the save the dates go out, or do we just swallow the spend? What do you do when you have a chance to at least sort of make a gentle, like, hey, this is going to be tough for us? What do you do?
I mean, boundaries, your own, enforcing them, that's your job. I think with financial stuff, it's pretty easy to just say, like, you have it or you don't. I think, two, I'm really biased because I think destination weddings are really often kind of ridiculous.
They suck.
They suck.
They're terrible. They're so selfish.
As well, in this country in particular, people have so little PTO, so like increasingly less expendable income. So it's just asking a lot of people. And if they can make it work, that's really great and really generous. But I think when you plan one, you have to be prepared that it's not going to work for most people.
Tough if it's your sister, though.
Well, I mean, you're still going to be my sister after this wedding.
Kind of depends on the relationship, too, doesn't it?
If your sister didn't go to your wedding, wouldn't you be mad?
I did not get married in Mexico, and I'm divorced.
Fair.
So, whatever.
And I do think, like, divorced people, sometimes they're like, I'm going to do what I want. And that's fair, too?
That's what I think. Like, if I ever got remarried, I would do whatever I wanted.
Yeah,
and
course.
I would also not care if anyone goes.
Most people are not that magnanimous, though.
I'm not magnanimous. I just don't want to have to deal. I don't want to negotiate everyone else's needs.
I think it'd be fair to say, like, I'm coming and the rest of the family isn't. I think you could pull that card, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Adrian.
Yeah.
This was very good. We'll see you next month.
Good to see you.
Give Adrian Lee a follow on Substack. Just search Ask Adri, A-D-R-I. DeRussia Eats is coming up in just a minute. We are going to talk to a national brand ambassador for Wild Turkey. How do you get that gig? Well, she's got an interesting family connection. So we'll talk about that. She's in town to, I don't know, hopefully, like, bring me a bottle of Wild Turkey. I assume that's why she flew to town. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.